Welcome to Cedar Rapids Daily, produced by Upload Media Group and sponsored by Cedar Rapids Bank and Trust and Gutschmidt Properties. This is your daily podcast highlighting events in the area. Today, we're covering events happening in and around Cedar Rapids this weekend, Saturday, June 6th through Sunday, June 7th.
And it looks like we're in for a classic summer weekend with a slight chance of storms on Saturday with a high of 85 and a continued chance of storms Sunday with a high of 84. Perfect weather for getting out and about.
Let's jump right into the huge list of events for Saturday, June 6th. First up, for all you early risers and lovers of local goods, we have the farmers markets and shopping category.
My favorite way to start the weekend.
The Cedar Rapids Downtown Farmers Market is back from 7:30 a.m. to noon. While you're there, stop by the Cedar Rapids Public Library for the Friends of the Library Farmers Market book sale at the same time. Over in Marion, their farmers market is at Willowwood Park from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. And if you're up for a short drive, the Hello Summer Shopping Kickoff is happening from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. in Mount Vernon and Lisbon.
A perfect Saturday for a shopping local. And the fun doesn't stop there. In our community and family fun category, there's a ton going on. Green Square is hosting Resident Appreciation Day from 7:30 a.m. to noon. Also at the farmers market, you can stop by the Gazette's booth to contribute to the Iowa Letters to 2076 Time Capsule Donation Drive. For the kids, Ladd Library has a summer kickoff with giant games from 10 a.m. to noon. And get ready for some good food at the Marion Barbecue Rendezvous from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. at City Square Park.
Okay, but this next one is my favorite. You can hike with llamas.
With llamas, that's incredible. That's happening from noon to 1 p.m. at Prairie Patch Farm. Later on, Elite Edge Athletics is having their summer jam from 5 to 10 p.m. You can catch a movie at Pelican Snowballs at 8 p.m. And for the stargazers, the Cedar Amateur Astronomers have a public night from 8:30 to 10:30 p.m. at the Eastern Iowa Observatory.
What a packed day for families. Now for everyone looking to get their heart rate up, let's talk sports and fitness. The day starts early with the annual 5K, 1K for Lyme Awareness from 7 to 10:30 a.m. at Fairfax City Hall. There's Sunrise Yoga at Low Park from 7:30 to 8:30 a.m. The third annual Milk Run, a 5K and 1 mile, kicks off at 9 a.m. in Ely. There's also a women's only boot camp for self-defense at 9 a.m. at Hard Drive Performance Center.
And the activities continue into the afternoon.
The Spokes of Hope bike ride goes from 11 to 2 p.m. starting at Sagwagon Deli and Brew. If you're into combat sports, check out the Backyard Barbecue Brawl for amateur boxing at 2 p.m. at Backyard Barbecue. And of course, the Cedar Rapids Colonels are playing the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers at 6:37 p.m. with post-game fireworks.
Now, for a dose of culture, let's move on to arts, culture, and museums. Nubo City Market is hosting a bonsai show from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. It's free first Saturday for students at the National Czech and Slovak Museum and Library from 9:30 to 4.
The African American Museum of Iowa is continuing its Not Just February $1 admission days from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Over at the Marion Public Library, there's Stories and Songs with Forrest McCurran from 10 to 11:30 a.m., followed by an author event with Rachel Ekstrom Courage from 1:30 to 2:30 p.m. And finally, the DKW Art Gallery is hosting an artist forum from 2 to 5 p.m.
Moving on to educational events and workshops. If you have a green thumb, there's a culinary herb planting class from 11 to noon at Culver's Garden Center. Ladd Library is busy, offering an English practice conversation group from 11 to 12, another session to learn and practice English from 12 to 1, and computer basics for English learners from 1 to 3 p.m. And for the gamers, Turtle Power Games has its weekly Yu-Gi-Oh! Tournament with registration at 5:30 p.m.
All right, that brings us to the evening. Let's talk food, drink, and live music to round out our Saturday. The music kicks off with Nate Hines at the Shack Tavern from 3 to 6 p.m. Bistro at Blooms is having its grand opening night for Bistro Evenings from 4 to 9 p.m. You can test your knowledge with trivia at Wine Styles at 4 p.m. Then at 7, the music scene really comes alive.
You've got Brett Westgrove at North Point, the Westwood Summer Kickoff at Mercury Diner and Drinks, and Music at the Yard featuring the Detour Band at the Yard, all from 7 to 10 p.m. Rallin K will be at the Midi on the patio at Midtown Station from 7 to 11. Meadowland plays at the Shack Tavern from 8 to 11, and Basics is hosting a Magic Mike show at 10:30 p.m.
That is a monumental Saturday, and somehow there's still a whole other day of events. What's on tap for Sunday, June 7th?
The fun doesn't stop. Kicking off Sunday with farmers markets and shopping, we have the Hiawatha Farmers Market from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Guthridge Park. The Glittering Pear is hosting Cafe Pear from 10 to 2, and Basics is holding a Pride and Summer Market starting at noon.
Great options to start the day. How about community and family fun?
There's Rocking with Shakespeare all day, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. at Shakespeare Garden. Car enthusiasts can head to the Rexco Autofest car show from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Rexco Equipment. You can support a great cause at the Dogs Forever annual Barks and Bubbles Spring Car Wash from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Canine Corner and Cats 2. The Ariwata Marion Public Library is kicking off their summer library program with Barnyard Discoveries from 1 to 4 p.m., and Hiawatha Public Library is hosting an Enchanted Ball from 2 to 5 p.m.
Now for our Sunday sports and fitness. This is a huge one. The inaugural Cedar Rapids Marathon weekend is happening with the marathon, half, 10K, and 5K, all starting at 7 a.m.
Wow, good luck to all the runners.
Absolutely. There's also the Wanatee MTB Madness mountain bike event at 8 a.m. at Wanatee Park. You can enjoy some bend and brunch yoga from 8 to 8:45 a.m. at Cedar Ridge Distillery, or Sunday morning hatha yoga from 9 to 10 at Prairie Woods. The Iowa Women's Softball League plays from 11 to 3 at Mount Mercy, and the Colonels are back at it against the Timber Rattlers for their prostate cancer awareness game at 1:05 p.m.
Another great day for sports fans. In arts, culture, and theater, you can attend the artist reception for Art by Your Friends and Neighbors from 1 to 3 p.m. at Marion Heritage Center and Museum. The Eastern Iowa Arts Academy hosts a Lori Ramos acoustic round robin from 2 to 4 p.m. Theater Cedar Rapids presents Noises Off at 7:30 p.m. And Basics has the Mr. Ms. MX Raisin fundraiser at 8 p.m.
Let's talk Sunday eats and entertainment. Under food, drink, and gaming, El Kahir Shrine in Hiawatha is serving their omelet breakfast from 8:30 a.m. to nearly noon.
Big Grove Brewery has Sunday Sundays, where kids 12 and under get a free scoop. North Point is having a Sunday Fun Day patio social from 11:30 to 4:30. You can play Sunday Bingo at Nubo City Market from noon to 1:30. And Cooley Cards and Gaming has a free Pokemon tournament starting at noon.
Just a few more things to round out the weekend. For workshops, you can book a terrarium building appointment at Moss Plant Shop at 2 p.m. And for our final category, live music, Spencer Ammons will be at the Shack Tavern from 3 to 6 p.m. And to cap off the weekend beautifully, the Cedar Rapids Municipal Band and the CR Metro Wind Ensemble will be performing at Beaver Park from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m.
What an absolutely jam-packed weekend in and around Cedar Rapids. There is truly something for everyone.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Cedar Rapids Daily. Remember, you can always visit cedarrapidsdaily.com to see the day's events in written form on our blog, or sign up for our daily newsletter to have the day's events delivered right to your inbox. You can also submit your own events through our website, which is the best way to guarantee your event gets featured on the show.
Now, here's a word from our sponsors.
Our thanks to this show's sponsors, Cedar Rapids Bank and Trust and Gut Schmidt Properties. With convenient locations throughout the area, a deep commitment to relationship banking, and the best cookies on the planet, Cedar Rapids Bank and Trust is the bank of choice for Cedar Rapids locals. CRBT provides full-service commercial and consumer banking, as well as trust and asset management services, all while making your banking experience so much more than you expected. Cedar Rapids Bank and Trust, the people you can bank on. Learn more at crbt.bank. Member FDIC. Employee-owned and tenant-focused, Gut Schmidt Properties create sustainable spaces that make a real community impact. From studios and sleeping rooms in their historic Smith House, to both their old and new homes as part of the Rainbow Road project just off of Interstate 380, or flexible commercial space at Averill House in downtown Cedar Rapids, they may have just the place for you. Every house has a story. Write yours in one of their homes. Learn more at gutschmidtproperties.com.